It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Every week, we are so lucky to have Kara Brook, Allure's Beauty Blogger of the Year, and she's our go-to makeup expert. You can always hear her weekly here, which is great. You can also go to Radio MD anytime and check her out. Kara's here today. We're going to be talking about keeping your makeup on in hot weather. Hey, Kara.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing good. It's so great to have you back, as usual.
Thank you.
So, Kara, I tend to not wear very much makeup in the first place. And you and I, we've talked about mascara before. You said you're not a big fan of waterproof, because that's the only thing I found that doesn't run down my face. Why don't you give us some of your, you know, key tips on keeping our makeup down our necks?
Why aren't you a fan of waterproof? Why aren't you a fan of waterproof?
I think it's pretty hard on your lashes, and I want to preserve them as long as possible. Just what goes into it, the ingredients, they're hard on your lashes, and I just don't think it goes on as softly and as smoothly. But, you know, if that's all that works for you, you got to do what works. But there are a few other tricks you could do.
Yeah.
For instance, when you put your mascara on, before it dries, you can tap in some black eyeshadow, like right on the ends and right up, you know, just from the ends down to the root. What that does is it just kind of coats them with a little bit of powder. You won't be able to see it, but it will keep it from running. It'll keep it from, you know how sometimes when you open your eyes real wide, you get those little dots up at the top of your eyelid. It'll keep that from happening. It basically just sets it. It just seals it. So that's a really fun trick for your eyelashes. Now, you can also use that on your eyeliner. So if you use a cream or a liquid or a pencil eyeliner, when you're done, you just tap in some black eyeshadow or whatever eyeliner you use. If it was brown, use brown. Just with an angled brush, you tap it with the eyeshadow just right where you went with the liner and feels it. Same thing whenever you do a layering effect, which is huge. Makeup artists do it, especially with, you know, celebrities or photo shoots. They're always using the layering effect, which is starting with a cream and topping it with a powder, because it's kind of like the ultimate immovable, non-mudgeable, perfect way to get your makeup to stay and look flawless all day.
Well, you mentioned that once before, and then you had a trick or a DIY for the powder.
Yes. So you can use the setting powder, and that's wonderful. But the other thing you can do is there's a few I've been really looking for the best setting sprays and the best primers for keeping your makeup on. So I have tried literally everything in the store, and the best primer that they've come up with that I could find was the Benefit 15 Hour, and it kind of looks like a glue stick, which is, you know, it's a little intimidating because you're like, what is this? So it's a stick, it's in stick form, and you just kind of like stick it to your face, like get all the areas of your face. And then while it's still tacky, and it's a tiny bit tacky, but not uncomfortably so, but it is unusual. But as soon as you have your makeup on over it, you won't feel that. It doesn't feel thick. You won't even know it's there, except that your makeup will stay like crazy. It's genius. I don't know what they put in it, but it makes your makeup stay on all day. And then for setting powder, it's called Benefit 15 Hour Primer. And then for setting sprays, have you ever used a setting spray, Lisa?
I never have. I'm a tinted moisturizer with sunscreen kind of gal. I'm so new to this, so I'm learning so much from you.
Okay, perfect. Because these setting sprays, they're kind of like, when they first came out, I kind of thought they were, I don't know, just, I thought they would either feel like hairspray on my face or not really work. So I was a little skeptical. But once I tried, the Urban Decay has one called All Nighter, and I tried it, and I noticed such a huge difference, to the point that if I would leave the house without putting on my setting spray, I would feel like I wasted my makeup that day. So I got a bunch of different brands just to make sure that that one was my favorite, And there's Model in a Bottle, there's NYX, there's e.l.f., and there's Urban Decay. And I found that Urban Decay is by far my favorite still. For anyone who's having a wedding or anyone who's like whose makeup needs to last all day, and they might be in a situation where they're going to be crying or they could be in like really hot humidity, Model in a Bottle is a really good choice. It does kind of feel a little sticky on your face. Just a little bit. I don't like to feel any makeup on my face during the day. Like, I want to feel like I could rub my eye at any point, even though I can't, and not have just, you know, that, do you know that extra layer exactly. that you feel when you're wearing too much makeup? It's not,
I think that's why I don't like wearing makeup. Yeah, I don't like,
yes.
I don't like the feel of it. So even with that
yes.
stick, even though it feels that kind of stickiness at first, eventually you just don't feel it once it dries and you put the
Absolutely.
Other makeup on top of
so,
it?
Yeah, wow. So when I was putting it on the first time, I was really like, I don't think I'm going to like this because I'm just like you. I don't like to feel makeup on my face. But as soon as it dried into like kind of a powdery velvety finish, and I could not feel it whatsoever. So that's kind of my goal, is I want the best, longest lasting makeup, but I don't want to feel it on my face. So those are the best tricks for that. But like I said, in a situation where if I was in a situation where I needed to have makeup more than I needed to be comfortable, then I would use maybe a little bit of Model in a Bottle, because it is really hardcore, but also you can feel it. So it's kind of like you give a little. The other two, the NYX, I thought I loved it at first, but then I realized it really didn't last nearly as long as the Urban Decay. And then e.l.f., I felt like didn't do anything. So it's really inexpensive.
It must be fun to try all these
kind
products.
Say what?
I said it must be fun to try all these products.
It is. It's fun. Especially with the setting sprays, though. I had to pay like really extra close attention and do it for a few days each. So it's been a lot of research. But I've been like, okay, I can really tell a difference, which really I love to see that with a product like that, because you never really know if it's like the emperor's new clothes and everyone's using it to use it, and you know, you want to know that it's really making a difference.
I can see it now. She's got to put on makeup and then say, I've got to go to the beach for testing today.
Exactly.
I feel exactly. for you. The things you endure for our listeners.
I know. My husband was making fun of me last night because I was like, I really need some shoes for this outfit that I'm going to post. And he's like, gosh, you have the hardest job. How do you do it?
I was waiting to hear she needed the new shoes for the radio show today.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. See, it should be a TV show, and then I could really get away with that. Getting whole new outfits once a week.
Well, you know, you fortunately get to try a lot of these things, so maybe next week what we could do is put together some tips for us, our listeners who don't have that opportunity, of maybe either some of the best ones or the way to determine which ones are best for them. You know, maybe some tips to kind of narrow it down.
Absolutely.
You know, for those that do get trial. That would be fun.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And you do all the
that.
Work for us, which is fabulous.
Well, that's a
yes,
good point.
That's the thing. It's nice not to have to try them all, so you can get the information without having to spend all that money. But I will say, and this is so important for all women to know, that if you do try a product and you don't like it, always, always, always take it back. Because I have so
Great
many
idea.
Women that I know that have so many makeup products and they never use them. And, you know, stores like Sephora and Ulta, they are so good with returns. Yep.
They are.
Okay.
Well, Kara, it's as always, it's great having you. Our listeners, I invite
Thank
you to
you.
Go
it's
check out her
here.
Blog with all kinds of advice. Go to Mascara, MASKCARA.com, or visit us at Radio MD for a link. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for listening, and stay healthy.